Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Temptation. Temptation and even more temptation. A few days ago, I was at a reception, and the person ahead of me smiled as he approached the food station, the buffet table, and he said, "Oh, I cannot resist that cheesecake. It is my favorite dessert. I cannot resist." And you know, I was reminded that we all have certain human tendencies that could be harmful if left unchecked. And quite often, these are the areas where we may yield to temptation, particularly when we are in situations where we are vulnerable. So it begs the question, what are our weaknesses? What are some of the things or habits that we cannot resist? And in which aspects of our life would we like to exert a little more self-control? And I would suggest that if we look around us, we would realize that we are not alone in yielding to temptation. And from Scripture, we are aware of the temptations to which many biblical characters have succumbed. And a few come to mind. Samson, you've heard of Samson. David, Judas, and we can go on and on. That's just to name a few. And the gospel reading for today tells us of three enticements that were presented to Jesus. Jesus was invited to show his power by turning stone into bread, to acquire an earthly kingdom, and also to test the Father's love and protection. So let us put this passage of Scripture into its context. Jesus had been baptized by John, and he was clearly identified as a Son of God on the occasion of his baptism. He was filled with the Holy Spirit after his baptism, and he was led into the wilderness where he was tested for a full 40 days. During that time, he had eaten nothing. And this is where the reading for today picks up, because Jesus was being enticed at a time when he was hungry. And so the idea of getting something to eat would have been quite attractive. However, the temptations went even further, and the devil also asked Jesus to show allegiance to him, and he also attempted to trap Jesus through a misinterpretation of Scripture. And my friends, similarly, we too have temptations, and the danger is ever present. And would you agree that our severest test come when we are most vulnerable, in our moments of weakness? But Jesus quoted Scripture to protect himself from the lures and inducements of the devil, and to the provocation to turn stones into bread, Jesus answered, "It is written." He quoted Scripture, and he said, "One does not live by bread alone." And I'm sure that if our preacher from last week, Father Davis, was here, he would ask us to finish that. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes. So we know that. And so we are encouraged also to remember Scripture whenever we are tempted. For food for the body sustains the body and symbolizes the comforts of this life. But we require more. We require Christ's love in our hearts to nourish our spirit. Secondly, when Jesus was urged by Satan to worship him in exchange for an earthly kingdom, Jesus responded again, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And Jesus rejected the devil's suggestion to test God by responding again, "It is said, do not put the Lord God to the test." It is clear then that Jesus knew and obeyed the scripture as he quoted it to clarify his position. And this passage from Luke shows that Jesus was clear about his complete loyalty to God as the supreme ruler over all creation. And he frustrated Satan's goal to break up the relationship between himself as the Son of God on earth and his Father in heaven. We too have a relationship with a merciful God, and we also have the teachings of Scripture to guide us. We too can respond to the challenges and inducements of the world by living according to the Word of God. And like Jesus, we can resist the temptation to second-guess God's provision by leaning on Him to supply all of our needs. One might argue that an effective way of ridding ourselves of the distractions and temptations would be to focus on our Christian obligation. So why not try a few things for Lent and see what happens? See whether or not we are helped in our rhythm of life for Lent. And I offer three suggestions for our consideration. First of all, we could encourage each other to deepen our relationship with a loving and merciful God through our diligence in prayer, in scripture reading, and participation in the Eucharist. Second suggestion, as we serve others, we could be more generous in sharing God's gifts of time, of talent, and finances to worthy causes. And thirdly, as part of a wider church and as part of a community and beyond, we could be a light of Christ in the world, sharing the gospel and participating with others to show the love of God to those in need. Temptation, temptation, and more temptation. My friends, within the last 5 days, including today, we have seen two symbols publicly displayed. On Ash Wednesday, we displayed the cross on our forehead as a witness to our faith, to remind us of our mortality, and also to remind us that we are offered the free gift of salvation through the death of our Savior Jesus Christ. And today is the first Sunday in Lent, but it is also Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day. And there are hearts everywhere, aren't there? We look around and there are cards, there are memories, and outside we have a table set up and you see hearts everywhere. And although this might not be evident to many of us who are celebrating Valentine's Day, there's a direct link between the cross of Ash Wednesday and the heart that we are seeing prominently displayed today. There's a link because Christ died on the cross to show God's love for humanity, to show God's love for you and for me. And so the heart symbol also, more importantly, symbolizes God's love for us. Finally, Christ defeated Satan in the wilderness experience, but it was not final, as he would be confronted again and again and at other times in his ministry. As the gospel reading tells us, he, the devil, departed from Jesus until an opportune time. So Satan withdrew temporarily, just waiting for another chance. Similarly, when we resist temptation, we are aware that our faith would be tested again and again and again, but we must be persistent in our efforts. So during these 40 days in the wilderness of Lent, we are provided the opportunity to follow the example of Jesus, to look to Scripture in responding to moral and other challenges, as we endeavor to resist temptation and depend on God's grace to sustain us in seeking to do His will. My sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.